Now to a case that has mystified police and researchers for more than a century. A killer terrorized Victorian London by murdering several prostitutes in the late 1800s. He became known as Jack the Ripper. Now you'd think that all the records from those days would be unsealed by now. They're not. And a retired British police detective has been trying to get a look at some secret files and logs from the time. He thinks they'll shed new light on the case, but he's run up against a brick wall. The World's Marcus Raitt has our story.
Newspapers in Victorian London portrayed Jack the Ripper as a caped villain carrying a leather bag. He embarked on his killing spree in the Whitechapel area of London in 1888.
It's probably one of the great unsolved mysteries of British criminal history.
Trevor Marriott is a retired police detective. He spent years investigating this 123-year-old case. His trawl for official records included those kept by a Scotland Yard department called Special Branch. It deals with national security. Marriott filed several Freedom of Information requests. Then he waited.
The lines of inquiry that I pursued as far as this is concerned are exactly the same lines of inquiry that I would have done if I was still a police officer investigating a crime, no matter how insignificant you think they are, because somewhere along the line there may be that little piece of information or something new that's going to come out to turn everything on its side.
What Marriott wants is an index of files that were kept in the 6 years after the Ripper murders. Some entries apparently have the names of suspects. There's also a log of payments made to informants. Most of the files themselves are long gone, but a few have survived from the Ripper era, and they're still secret. It's not even clear if they're about the case. Trevor Marriott just wanted to know either way, but after each request, he was turned down.
If there is something sensitive there that is connected to the Whitechapel murders, then obviously that's the reason why they don't want us to look at it, even in a limited way.
But what could still be so sensitive after 123 years? Another mystery is why Special Branch, which deals with national security, was on the case. The man who led Special Branch during the Ripper era mentioned a suspect's name in a letter to a journalist. Martin Fido is a respected Ripper researcher and author and a senior lecturer at Boston University.
The question we'd really like to know is how much was Special Branch involved with the Ripper case?
Still, Fido doesn't think there's a conspiracy behind all the continuing secrecy.
Well, one of the silliest ideas is that the police would in any way be protecting a genuine suspect whom they knew to be Jack the Ripper. At this point, this wouldn't be the case.
I can see no public interest reason why records that are over 100 years old should still be kept secret.
American journalist Heather Brook thinks Britain's relatively new Freedom of Information law is why the records haven't been released. She says the law is just weak. Brook works in the UK. Her reporting in London a few years back helped uncover an expenses scandal involving British members of Parliament. She says British authorities take advantage of a culture of deference.
Most of the officials that I've encountered seem to have this idea that they own public information. So if it exists in their filing cabinets, it's part of their personal bureaucratic fiefdom. And woe betide any, you know, member of the proletariat for daring to ask to see the fruits of what they pay for with their taxes.
Trevor Marriott is still hoping to see the remaining fruits of the Ripper case. The trouble is, some of his requests have reached the end of the road. Last month, a panel of judges ruled against him. London's Metropolitan Police have argued that some of the information he sought has the names of informants and should never be released. Trevor Marriott now fears that as his options diminish, the police may eventually destroy some of the records.
The longer that they are in existence, then the more problems they're going to be for them, and they have the right to destroy them anyway.
Many Ripper experts don't think the case will ever be definitively solved, but they'd like to think that at least they'll have all the official information that still survives. For The World, I'm Marcus Raitt.